Siyambonga kakhulu uNkulunkulu ukuba sihlanganise namhlanje ekuseni.
We thank God that once again that he's brought us together this morning like this.
Sinibingelela nonke bazalwane kuzona zonke indawo enikuzona ngalesi sikhathi.
We'd like to greet everyone, every one of you, our brethren, wherever you are this morning.
Ngicabanga ukuthi njengoba sihlangene la lembijane ehlangene la lapha auditorium, ngicabanga anya enye futhi imbijane ehlangene lapha ne pavilion, abazalwana bakwamanye amagatsha kwezinye indawo kwamanye ama province.
And I trust also, as we are here together, we feel here in the auditorium, that there are also others here on the mission, like at the pavilion or the school hall, or maybe in our mission stations outside in the other provinces, that they are also gathered there.
Sibingelele nalabo abasemhlabeni ahlukeneyo abasithamela abasilalele njengamanje sinenhlanhla enkulu ukuba sibe kanye nani silalelwe yinina futhi.
And we also like to greet all those outside our country, all across the world. We'd like to greet you, and we appreciate and we are thankful that we can gather with you together today.
Sinibingelela ngokubingelela okukhulu kokwazi ukuthi sinibingelela egameni leNkosi yethu Jesu evukile kwabafileyo.
And also we'd like to greet you in the name of this great and wonderful greeting of him, our Lord Jesus Christ, who rose from the dead today.
Usuku olukhulu lolu, usuku olukhulu emlandweni wethu, emlandweni wokholwa.
This is a great day, the great day in the history of Christianity.
Noma ngabe ubungazi namhlanje khona ama debate akhona kuthiwa inkolo yobuKristu qhakanjiswa kakhulu yenziwa nkulu kunezinye inkolo.
Now today there's a lot of talk and debate going around saying, well, Christianity is uplifted. It's the only religion that has been uplifted and brought high.
Sizothini?
What will we say?
Ikupho okunye sizokusho okuhlukile kulokho kwenzakalayo.
What else should we say which is different concerning that which has taken place?
Sinokuyiqhenya ngokwazi ukuthi yethu inkosi yavuka ayiphelelanga ethuneni.
And we are proud of it, knowing this, that our Lord and Savior, he didn't stay in the tomb, but he arose on this day.
Ithuna lehluleka ukumgcina phakathi kulo.
The tomb couldn't stop him and hinder him from him rising.
Amandla okuvuka kwakhe abamakhulu kakhulu kwanyakaza kwazamazama umhlaba wazamazama efa wazamazama evuka uJesu.
And great was that power that arose and brought Christ to life. It shook the world, it shook the earth. And an earthquake took place on the day he arose. But also when he died, the earth shook.
Egebisi ikhanda lakhe efa kwabaminyama kwahlezweni kwazamazama umhlaba babaleka kwabaleka amasosha bengazi ukuthi kwenzakalani ngoba kwakufe ohlukile kunabanye abantu indodana kaNkuluNkulu.
And when he on the cross he bowed his head and he died, the earth became dark and the earth shook and the soldiers, people guarding him, were afraid and fled, knowing this is somebody else.
Ekuvukeni kwakhe kwaba yiso leso, kwazamazama umhlaba, kwavuleka amathuna, kwaphuma abalele emathuneni, kwenzeka imangaliso, kuthiwa baphuma babonakala bengena emizini, akade belele emathuneni, ngoba kuvuka uJesu namhlanje.
And also when he arose, and the earth shook, and the soldiers fled. And those that had died in the Lord before was seen rising and visiting the different homes.
Kwaqaqa ukuthi bekufe bekulela omunye umuntu lelithuna kuvuka omunye umuntu kuvuka uNkulunkulu phakathi kwabantu.
And people saw and experienced the man who died and the man who rose was God himself.
Ikho ke sinokuyiqhaja sinokuyiqhenya ukwazi ukuthi ubani lo nesikholwa kuye ubani lo nosindisayo ubani lo nohlengayo indodana kaNkulunkulu.
And so we are proud of it and we have to shout it out and say that this is our Lord, our Savior, our Redeemer that stood up and rose from the grave.
Wavuka kwabafileyo bekumele sazi ukuthi siqhenye nangalokho ukuthi thina sikhonza uNkulunkulu ophilayo ayo fileyo wabonakala futhi ukuthi uvukile manje.
And when he rose from the dead, we are proud of it and we rejoice because our God didn't stay in the grave but he rose and was triumphant.
Wabonwa abaningi ukuthi uvukile uJesu.
And many saw and experienced Christ having risen.
Wabonwa nabafundi bakhe ukuthi uvukile uJesu.
Even his own disciples experienced his resurrection.
Abanye babenongabaza ngaye kubafundi bakhe babona ukuthi kunjengoba kadesho uvukile uJesu.
And although some of the disciples doubted of what Christ was saying, but when they saw him afterwards, it changed them and they saw that he had risen.
Bekumeleke nakusambe ngalawo mandla ukuvuka kwakhe kubonakala ukuthi unqotshiwe ukufa sinqotshiwe isono sesamba ukuphileni okusha noNkulunkulu.
And so that risen life should be seen in our lives, that Christ rose from the dead, that we rose from death of sin, overcoming sin, and that Christ lives in a new life within us.
Hayi uvuma isono ububuyele kusona futhi uvuma isono ububuyele kusona futhi sizwile ngalezi insuku siyavonya isono sishiwe umuntu aphile philele uNkulunkulu.
And not that a person confesses his sin, goes back to it, confesses again and goes back to it, but as we heard today that when we make right, when we confess our sin, there's a change in our life and we stop with that thing.
Impilo yobuKristu okunye kwizithelo zokuphila kubonakala impilo liyaphila yini lelikholwa liyaphileka ivangeli iyenzeka lento uJesu akafa ngenxa yayo.
And the life of Christ, for what he died for, should be seen in our lives. There should be fruit in our lives showing forth, brought forth, that this man, this person, this being, this person has met the living Christ. The old has passed away, and behold, everything is made new.
And
may it be seen in our lives that Christ has risen, he is alive, and that we are his real children. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, great was that victory. Great was that miracle of your Son rising from the dead. And Lord, we cannot fathom what it did to the Christian world, your rising from death, your overcoming death, and overcoming evil, and overcoming the devil.
Asa uNkulunkulu kuyisimangalisa chazeki ukuthi kusho ukuthini emlandweni wokholwa ukufa kwakho esiphambanweni ukunqoba kwakho ithuna ngeindlela zonke.
And Lord, this day, for all generations, is a sign that you have bought us, and not only have bought us, you granted grace and power that we might overcome sin and the world.
Nkosi Jesu lolu suku lumfakaziso ukuthi kungakanani wena owasenzela khona eGolgotha onqamlezweni ukuthi wena wasifela futhi uNkulunkulu wasinqobela izono zethu.
And so we pray, trusting and believing that you would be with us even in this morning hour. in your risen power, and that through your Spirit, you would speak to us.
Siyakhuleka sicela Nkosi ukuthi ube phakathi kwethu ngawo lawo mandla okuvuka kwakho ukuba wena uNkulunkulu ngomoya wakho ongcwele ube phakathi kwethu sihole
and breathe life unto your word that it might bring bountiful fruit and fruit of life.
Sikhuleka futhi Nkosi ukuthi uphefumulele umoya wakho ongcwele phezu kwezwi lakho ukuze Nkosi malishonyelwa kube khona ithelo.
This we ask in the name of him who arose from the dead and had obtained victory for all of us.
Amen.
Amen.
Siyambonga kakhulu uNkulunkulu. Inkonzo yethu kusho ukuthi okwamanje masiqala nje. Sizocela kwasiza abantu choir lisiculele iculo lesijalman elikhuluma ngakho ukufa kwenkosi uJesu qhubeke lithi ithuna lehluleko kumbamba ukumvimba wavuka kwabafileyo kuvukese nonqoba okhulu.
And so this morning we'll start our service by listening to the kwasiza abantu choir singing a German song of the risen Lord who overcame death and overcame the tomb.
Emvaka lokho sobe sokume futhi emva kwekhwaya kube khona esikushoyo bese siqhubeka inkonzo.
So after the choir has sung, we'll once again just introduce the next part.
Siyabonga.
Thank you.
Siyabonga kakhulu.
Thank you very much.
Kuyiqiniso uvukile uKristu wethu.
It's the truth. Our Christ has risen.
Simbonge kakhulu uNkulunkulu ngalezi inkonzo esibe nazo zePasika.
We'd like to really thank the Lord for the services we could hear over this Passover, over Easter time.
Angazi ukuthi wena uzweni uboneni.
I don't know what you saw and what you experienced.
Kodwa mina khona ngikubonile, khona ngizwile.
But I saw and I experienced something.
Ngibonile mina ukuthi uNkulunkulu ukhona kule ndawo.
And I saw that God was at this place.
uNkulunkulu uyaphila.
God is alive. The Lord is alive.
Indlela akhulume ngayo,
the way he spoke, it was clear as daylight.
Kuyamangalisa. Ulaye South Africa, use German, use Romania, mani munye nje uzula ukuthi nansi into ephilayo.
So wherever you find yourself in South Africa, Germany, Romania, but one thing is sure, that the word is the same, and you feel and know this is the same word, the same spirit.
Indlela okukhulunywa ngayo nendlela okucaciswa ngayo izwi likaNkulunkulu munye ohola lento munye lo moya moya kaNkulunkulu funa nokunye.
And so when you hear how the word was preached, how it was broken up and told to us, it was clear, and you understand this was God working and speaking through his spirit. And so God spoke to through his different servants right from the beginning, and it was wonderful to hear an experience.
And
so God spoke to young and to old. He had a word for each and every one. What else do we seek? What else of a goal shouldn't we have?
Kuqamba indledlana zethu silingiso Jerede abaqalo kwabo bethi banikeza abantu inkululeko kanti babafake kufeni.
And we heard of how people then start their own different ways and spy walks, and then you find that they like Jadrey, who started his own, who gave the people more freedom. And what was the end? They ended up going in total different wrong ways.
Shatana lom tandayo, bamba lo tandugum bamba, tinta lo tandugum tinta. Indlela singafundiswanga zona, kodwa besibuyisela emgqeni. Nansi indlela uNkulunkulu ayikhombayo, okumele ukuba siqhatshe nangayo indlela yobumsulwa.
So, marry with a person that you like to marry. Touch that person whom you like to touch, young person. And speak to that person that you just want to speak to. But God has never showed us that way. God showed us a way of purity. And so people midway through this time came up with their own preachings, with their own gospel. And Paul said, even if an angel from heaven would come down and preach a different gospel, it will be anathema.
Ngakho-ke bazalwane nansi indlela yamiswa iyo. Mawuthathe seceleni zazele kahle uthi uyaduka uyishila indlela ulahlekile kodwa uyancenga ukuthi wabuya buyele endleleni buyela kulayini.
So now this people, this is the way God has shown us, this is direction God has given us, this gospel. If you come with something else, And then you go your own way, you go lost. But no one thing, you can come back to the fold.
Lo obekhulula abantu kuthiwa bakwenza lokho bashadana bakwenza ngalo ndlela baqala ububi ngokwanda kwabantu kwaqala ububi wathi uNkulunkulu ngiyisola ukuthi ngangibenzile abantu.
And so even if that man comes, that person comes, he says something different and saying, well, you are free now, you can do what you want, you've got your freedom, but no one thing. What was a result of such a thing? People lived in utter disregard of God. They lived in sin. That generation, God said, I'm sorry that I ever created it. And then Noah and his family were the only ones that survived. They were the only ones that were obtained grace by God. The rest were drawn along with what was said at that time. May God help me and may God help us all. Now we are listening to the Lord's word. Through God's servant, Reverend Stegan. Our Father, whom we love so much, who started by God's grace this place of Kwasizabantu. So we tread with great respect and honor that man who started all this work, whom God used, and we have come along and we are picking the grapes. We are picking the wonderful fruit of it.
Shumayela ivangeli namhlanje, ushumayela ivangeli ngesihloko esithi uJesu wakho ngabe uyaphila noma ngabe ufile na.
And today, his sermon, the theme of today's service goes along these lines. Is your Lord Jesus, has he risen or is he dead?
Ngabe uyaphila noma ngabe ufile?
Is he alive or is he dead?
Uvule encwadini ngoka Matthew 28,
and we'll read in Matthew 28
kusukela endimeni yokuqala kuze kube indima yesikhombisa.
Reading from the first word verse to the seventh verse.
Uvule encwadini ka Matthew 28,
Matthew 28
kusukela evesini endimeni yokuqala kuze kuba sendimeni yesikhombisa.
Verses 1 to 7.
Kodwa ke engaka khuluma baba kuzongena futhi ikhwaya icula iculo. Ngiyazi ukuthi umhlengi wami nomsindisi wami uyaphila. Wayefile kodwa manje useyaphila.
And so before the Reverend brings us God's word, the choir will once again sing for us the song that I know that my Redeemer liveth. And he arose to great life, to an amazing new life. So the choir will sing. I won't get up again, but then we'll listen immediately to Reverend Stegan. Thank you.
I know that my Redeemer lives. What joy the blessed assurance gives. He lives who once was dead. He lives my everlasting head. He lives, all glory to his name. He lives, my Savior still the same. He lives, all glory to his name. He lives, my Savior still the same. What joy the blessed assurance gives, I know all. blessed assurance gives, I know that my Redeemer lives. My joy, the blessed assurance gives, I know that my Redeemer lives. I know that my Redeemer lives. I know that my Redeemer lives. I know that my Redeemer lives.
At dawn on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb.
Bheka kwabakhona ukuzamazama komhlaba okhulu ngokuba ingelosi yenkosi yehle ezulwini yeza yaginqa itshe yahlala phezu kwalo.
There was a violent earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven and going to the tomb rolled back the stone and sat on it.
Ukubonakala kwayo kwanjengonyazi nesambatho sayo sasimhlophe.
His appearance was like lightning and his clothes were white as snow.
Kepha abalindi bathuthumela ngokuyesaba baba njengabafileyo.
The gods were so afraid of him that they shook and became like dead men.
Kodwa ingelosi yaphendula yathi kwabesifazane, ningesabi nina. Ngokuba ngiyazi ukuthi nifuna uJesu obebethelwe esiphambanweni.
The angel said to the woman, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you're looking for Jesus who was crucified."
Gakho lapha, ngokuba uvukile njengokusho kwakhe. Zanini nibona indawo lapho ebelele khona.
He is not here, he has risen, just as he said, "Come and see the place where he lay."
Hambani masinyane. Nitshela abafundi bakhe ukuthi uvukile kwabafileyo. Bekani uyandulela ukuye eGalile. Niza kumbona khona. Bekani nginitshelile.
Then go quickly and tell his disciples, "He has risen from the dead and is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him. Now I've told you."
Kwangathi inkosi ingabusisa ukufunda kwezwi lakhe.
May the Lord bless the reading of his word.
Namhla kusuku olukhulu.
Today is a great day which we remember.
Usuku lokuvuka kwenkosi yethu.
The day of the rising of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Uma uJesu kade engavukanga, inkolo yobuKristu ibizofana neinkolo zonke, ngisho neinkolo yamadlozi.
If Jesus hadn't risen, Christianity would be a religion like any other religion, even ancestral worship.
Kodwa kudala umahluko.
But here was the difference, that our Lord Jesus arose. His arising, it is that which gives us hope, it is that which brings us joy. But the enemies, it discourages them, they die because of it. Now let's carefully consider this matter. We've read from chapter 28. Now in chapter
27,
we find a terrific struggle which went on. Started the day before on that Thursday when he was in the Garden of Gethsemane. Even though Jesus hadn't yet died, but he was going, so to say, through the pangs of death already.
Lapho ubusuku bonke lithethwe icala lakhe uJesu wabasethuneni wabasekufeni yakhumbula esengathini yaseGethsemane wathi ngilusizi kuze kube sekufeni.
Even when the Lord Jesus was suffering in Gethsemane, he was already in the pangs of death when he said that I am sorrowful even unto death.
Lapho lishonilanga ngolesine.
The sun went down on Thursday night and he was suffering already. That was dark already.
the darkness came. Okwasebenza ubumnyama.
Darkness was at work.
Kwaba nzima.
It was difficult.
Ubusuku bonke kusukela phansi ehlupheka kwaba umshikashika lapho uJesu ebambene noSathane noSathane abembe ebambene naye.
All night he was, so to say, in wrestling with the devil.
Ungazi kube ngathi uJesu uyawina bese kube ngathi uSathane uyawina kube ngathi uJesu uyanqoba bese kube izithe ezinqobayo ungazi.
One was confused, one didn't quite see who's winning. Is the Lord Jesus winning or the enemy's winning?
At some time it seemed as if the Lord Jesus was gaining the victory. And then again, just the opposite. Again, bege lapho beqhamuka bemhlasela. Engisho esengathi ngiyasegetsemani ithukuthuku zifane negazi elconsela phansi.
Even when he was in Gethsemane, just look at the agony he went through when his sweat drops became drops of blood.
Kube ngathi uyafa ecela abafundi bakhe abathathu ukuthi ake ningisize nilinde kanye nami kodwa behlelwe ukuthoma.
It was as if though he was dying already, and he asked his disciples to wait together with him, but they fell asleep.
Akubanga noyedwa umuntu okwazi ukumsekela amsize.
Not one of them was able to stay with him and strengthen him.
Kwaze kwehla ingelozi ezulwini
till an angel of heaven came down and encouraged him, refreshed him. He was wrestling with darkness. And when he came back, he met with this crowd which was to arrest him. When the crowds came with the soldiers, he went straight to them. He said, "Who do you want?" He approached them. He said, "Who do you want?" They said, "We want Jesus." He said, "It is I." And they were slain. They fell over backwards. Do take note of that. They fell over backwards. His enemies were slain and fell over backwards. When we see that, we take notice of that and we say, Jesus was conquering his enemies there. It's as if though his enemies now will not have power above him, over him. But no, Satan stands up from there even though he falls over. Don't think that just because the devil's been slain once and he's lying down that he'll never get up again. He'll try again. He came through Judas Iscariot, a disciple of Jesus. One of the brethren. But one who had betrayed his Lord. Came and he kissed him. And that's how they knew him, and they came, they arrested him. The onlookers, his disciples were afraid. They said, "What, are they really arresting him?" Peter took up his sword and tried to defend his Lord, cut off the ear of the servant of the high priest, and it looked as if the hope was there again, they might defend the Lord, but the Lord Jesus took the ear of the soldier and put it back again and said, "Peter, put back your sword." I went to Pilate.
It was a struggle
as if though darkness was being driven to its knees, but then again as if though Jesus was being driven to his knees.
Thathwa yiso ku Herod kube ngathi likhona ithenjani ukuthi khona kuzokwenzeka kanti nakhona futhi isigcino kwase kubonakala ukuthi uJesu uhlulekile.
Taken to Herod, it seemed as if though there might be a bit of hope there, but in the end it didn't work.
Kwaba impi enkulu eqalayo negcinayo Because
the greatest war that has ever been between heaven and hell.
Kodwa ifundayo, kodwa okhona oyibukayo, uthi oh asazi kube khona ithemba ukuthi uNkulunkulu uzonqoba bese kube khona ukuthi awu nakho unqoba uSathane.
Those who looked on, sometimes they had a hope that it's as if the Lord was conquering, but again, sometimes they're disappointed as if the devil was conquering. When the Lord's suffering started, the sun went down. The sun came up again. And he was then crucified that day.
How? Is it that? Umongu Christ, umongu Messiah. Yes, aphela abantu balindele ukuthi kazi kwaba khona amaqembu amabili manje kazi ukuthi uzokwehla yini.
His enemies mocked him and said, come down from the cross. They wonder whether some had a hope that he might have the strength to come down.
Mhlamba babemi ngakuyena bathi hayi ngeke avume ukuthi anqotshwe uSathane, ngeke avume usazokwehla kusazokwenzeka into.
Perhaps some who were his supporters had still a faint hope that he will not be conquered by the devil and that he will not allow himself to be crucified and that something was still going to happen. Until his head bowed. Right till the point where a soldier stabbed a spear into his side and it was evident that he was really dead. The sun that went down again. The earth shook, rock split apart when this happened.
And
remember when Jesus had come into Jerusalem and all the crowds and disciples were shouting hosannas and others complained and said, keep them quiet. He said, if I keep them quiet, even the rocks will shout out.
And now they're shouting out.
Even the earth shook in fear and trembling, realizing that its Lord was coming into it.
The
sun, so to say, veiled her face, not being able to look upon this terrible sight.
Here,
creation somehow moaned and groaned under this that its creator had died.
Did you tell them that the Zulus have got the custom if the man dies, the woman puts a cloth over the head?
In the Zulu custom, if a man dies, the wife covers, she veils herself. The sun did that as well, but it was about 3 in the afternoon. It veiled itself. The first day when he was suffering, the sun went down and darkness came. It was darkness to everybody, to the Lord Jesus and to those who loved him as well. When he died, it was again dark. The earth shook.
And
the graves opened, and some even came out from the graves. There was darkness, it was utter darkness. Never was there such a force of darkness.
kwahlwa ko Maria kwahlwa ukuthi phelile indaba iphelile baphelelwe ithemba babona ukuthi akusekho finish iphelile indaba.
Darkness was upon the disciples, upon Mary Magdalene and the others. To them there was just no spark of hope left. They thought that everything was just over, it was finished. They must have doubted, if God really exists, can this really happen? If Jesus was really the Messiah, how could such a thing have happened? They lost their hope. They locked themselves in behind closed doors. They cried, they wept. All hope had been snuffed out. Their hope that he might have not died was finished completely. He was not only dead, but he was in a grave which had been sealed with a stone and with a seal on it.
Oh, is it? Ziyanqoba, ziyahlabelela, ziyabonga, zisho uhure.
The enemies had conquered. They were singing and enjoying themselves and congratulating themselves.
Ha baye masinagogeni ngakusasa isabatha. Hawo abafarisi nababhali nabasadusi bexoxa ukuthi hawo ke phelile yonkinga manje simnqabile once and for all.
The next day they must have gone to the synagogues, those Jewish leaders, and congratulated themselves and said, well, it's over, this whole problem is finished. And even in hell there must have been celebrations.
Satan
must have been telling them, oh, we finally conquered him, he's over, it's completely eradicated. Even in the synagogues, there were those that praised God and sang songs and thanked God for delivering them from this deceiver who had deceived so many people that he was finally
killed.
But the nation had been split apart because there were those that were shocked, that were miserable over this which had happened. Those blind people who had received their sight, they heard that the one who had opened their eyes was now dead. The lepers who had been cleansed from their leprosy, taken out of that, death, out of the pit, now they heard that the one who had healed them had been nailed to a cross. The nation that had seen the good that the Lord had done and had hoped in him, they lost all courage. They were disappointed. It was utter darkness. They thought, can a man who's done so much good just be finished off like this? The gospel he proclaimed, has it been utterly snuffed out?
Aw, impela kwahlwa baphelelwa amandla bathi aw kwaphela konke kuhleke manje emhlabeni.
To them it seemed like utter darkness, that every hope of good was finished.
Abantu bahlukana phakathi, isizwe sahlukana phakathi, kwaba khona abasesayitheni lezitha, kwaba khona abasesayitheni lika Jesu.
The nation was split in two. There were those on the side of the enemies. There were those on the side of the Lord Jesus.
Kodwa laba bayizitha baqinene laba babahlale bakhanda.
But those who were the enemies, they must have mocked the supporters of Jesus and really just despised
them.
And perhaps even... Perhaps they had even threatened them and said, look, now that we've killed your leader, watch out, you might be the next one. That's why everybody is so fearful, they sat behind locked doors. The Satan that existed then exists still today. The Satan that exists today was in existence then.
Kanti iBhayibhele lithi sitha sami ungathokozi ngami noma ngiphansi noma ngisethuneni ngiyobuye ngivuke.
But the Bible says, "In my enemy, rejoice not over me, for though I am down, yet will I arise."
Ngithi kini nonke enilwa nokholwa ningathokozi noma kube ngathi izinto ziyolungele keke zilungele uJesu hofile.
And I say to all of you who are against Christianity and against the faith, you might seem as if though you're gaining the upper hand, but remember, Jesus is conqueror. He has arisen.
It's not the
first time that in this age of ours there's so much resistance against the faith. This opposition has been in existence for generations. And you Christians, don't be depressed and don't be discouraged as if though things are going wrong when iniquity abounds in this way. Remember, God is still on the throne. Jesus has conquered the grave. He has arisen. And he holds the keys of life and
death.
Now, they were completely in this darkness. They didn't have the knowledge that we have today that he arose, even though the Lord Jesus had constantly told them that on the third day I'll arise. Matthew gives an account of the resurrection of the Lord
Jesus.
Luke and John and others, they give a broader account of the resurrection, but I'm just sticking to the summary which we find in Matthew. Then on the first day of the week, on that Sunday morning, that which we find in the New Testament where they say the day of the Lord. The Sabbath, which was the Saturday, was something no longer of significance for the Christians, because to the Christians after that now, the Sunday when he arose, that became their Lord's day. And that was the day that they remembered him especially. And that early Sunday morning,
Maria Magdalena, no munyu Maria, baye thuneni, baye ubona ukuthi ithuna limi kanjani.
Mary Magdalene and another Mary went to the grave, and they were on their way there to see how things were.
Bebe khona lapha efakwe thuneni, bezwa ukuthi usese thuneni, kwaze kwashawa uphawu. Ginqitshe fakwa uphawu. Manje
now they had been there when Jesus was put into the grave, and after that the grave was sealed, And now they came in that early morning to the grave. Then suddenly there was a terrific earthquake.
Kumbula, usuku lokufa kwaJesu kwaba khona ukuzamazama okukhulu.
Remember when Jesus died, there was a great earthquake.
Manje uma isevuka nakho sekukhona ukuzamazama okukhulu futhi.
Now when he arose, there was a great earthquake again.
Ngosuku efa wazamazama umhlaba ubabaza umhlaba.
When Jesus died, the earth marveled and said, "What is this that is happening?" and groaned. It was astonished. And now when he arose, the earth as well rejoiced, clapped its hands.
It was
something glorious to them when their creator was arisen, the earth rejoiced.
The creation rejoiced when the creator arose.
Then suddenly an angel came down like lightning from heaven. His appearance was like lightning. He rolled the stone away. Set upon it. Not so that Jesus can come out. The angel did not bring Jesus back to life. The stone didn't hinder Jesus coming out. Jesus was able to go through anything, even when the disciples were in a locked room. He was suddenly in their midst. But that the angel came down and removed the stone was for your sake and my sake. He wanted to show you and me that Jesus didn't just escape jail like a robber or a thief or
a prisoner.
Prisoner
that escapes.
Ha!
He
didn't just escape from jail like a prisoner out of the window. But God said, "I will not allow my son to remain held by the grave." And he did it openly before heaven and earth. He wanted everyone to see openly that the Lamb had conquered.
That was a decision of the court of justice. That this man is righteous.
Jesus arose out of the justice, the righteousness of God, not like in some courts of law where you find a person with a clever advocate or attorney gets off.
In spite of the fact that he's been guilty.
Like some people who murder, and with clever attorneys they get out, perhaps they only sit 6 months or a year. That's why you find people have got more courage to kill these days.
Ukufa akwazi kumbamba
But the angel came down like lightning and said, you see the one that was in jail, he is innocent, he's not allowed to be kept there, he's guiltless. Even though Satan was, so to say, sitting on our Lord with his heel upon our Lord's neck, but the Lord Jesus simply arose and threw off Satan. His enemies, the guards who were at the tomb, they trembled and shook and fell down like dead men. It's interesting, in Greek it uses the same word for earthquake as what happened to these gods. They also had an earthquake, these gods. You resist the will of God, you resist God, and you are stiff-necked, you'll still experience an earthquake one day. Doesn't matter whether you are a black, white, Indian colored, but one day you will shake like the earth. Even though you show your fist to God, stop today, stop with that completely, otherwise you'll meet with God's fist one day. And immediately, the soldiers fell down like dead with this earthquake, like the earth's earthquake. The tables turned. The sorrowful, the disappointed, the hopeless received hope and received strength. Those who had been hopeful before and rejoiced, they lost their strength. They started to say,
"Die."
Here is the angel sitting on the rock. They said his face was like the sun, the shining of the sun.
Like lightning.
Sorry, like the...
A 40 ingubo imhlophe qua iyakhazimula.
His raiment was shining white with glory.
Uyabona ubumhlophe uchaza ubumsulwa.
See, whiteness describes and shows purity.
Njengentombi njengomakhoti uma ishada afake ingubo emhlophe qua neveli echaza ubumsulwa, echaza ukuthi uyintombi nto akasi umfazi.
Like a bride who gets married dresses in snow white clothing because she is showing forth her virginity, her purity.
Empeleni kuchaza lokho, kodwa namhla noma bani seyafake neveli noma iveli kade la khethu. Noma banifake ingubo emhlophe noma ese into ebuhlungu, into ebuhlungu, angifuni nokuphatha lelo gama.
That's what it symbolizes. But today the veil and the white dress has become something that has become meaningless to people. People dress in it, but long ago the true veil has been rent asunder, that purity has been lost.
I don't want, even want to mention the name of what people can be in a white wedding garment.
How heartbreaking. When you find a person who's immoral, loose, defiled, but wearing that white dress, just blatant lies.
Stop, finish.
But I say, if you've been a girl or a woman like that, then stop completely, repent, turn from it today.
ukuze ngelinye ilanga uma uthi umi phambi kwe-altari ungami ngecala elokuvalela esihogweni uma ungaphendukanga.
When you stand before the altar, that you won't stand guilty and not an unrepentant.
I know what you need, my daughter. Need into your best father lay. Now and Caesar, unkulunkulu funu kutube. Caesar and see. Upelele now and daughter. I ukuthi abesifazane ngibona bona nawe ufuna ukuthi ube nezandla zimhlophe ube nomzimba umsulo.
And you men as well, don't say it all, it's all the responsibility lies on the girl. You men as well need to be pure, you need to be clean. You need to get married in purity with white hands.
Ingelozi yehla kimbetho kumhlophe ochaza ubu ubumhlophe ubumsulwa.
The angel came down in white, snow-white raiment, depicting his purity.
Ubumhlophe kusho nentokozo, nenjabulo.
Whiteness also symbolizing joy, great happiness.
Futhi kumemeza ukunqoba ukuthi unqobile uJesu.
Kulethe
ngaka unqobile.
And exclaimed the victory of Jesus and that he had conquered.
Lengelozi chaza lapho ichaza kona ngenkazimulo yaphakade yasezulwini ukuthi linqobile iwundlu laseGolgotha.
Angel just in his glory in his appearance there was just showing forth the conquering power of the Lamb that he had overcome.
Kodwa izitha zajapha, izitha zadumala, izitha zaphelelwa amandla.
The enemies were disappointed, they lost strength.
Aw, kukhulu ukunqoba kwaJesu.
Great is the victory of our Lord Jesus.
Kusho ukuthi ingelozi uma isifana nonyazi, kusho ukuthi uJesu unjani?
So if the angel was like lightning, what is Jesus himself like then?
Kumbulu Jesu entabeni yenkazimulo wajika nobuso bakhe kwafana kwabukhazikhazi njengonyazi nengubo zakhe zaba mhlophe qha lento isivezela nje inkazimulo yakhe.
Remember on the Mount of Transfiguration how that the face and the raiment of the Lord Jesus' clothing was changed into snow whiteness like lightning, showing us of the glory that he has.
Ingelosi yayisithi gijimani masinyane ntshele abafundi bakaJesu ukuthi baqonde baye eGalile uzohlangana nabo.
The angel said to these women, go quickly to Peter and the disciples and tell them that they must go to Galilee and meet him there.
Benga kunini kusekuseni kuphuma kwelanga.
When was it? It was still dawn when the sun had just come up. It was only the beginning of the third day.
1, 2.
Didn't wait. It was the first, second, third day. That very morning, as the sun was coming up, he arose. When he was suffering like that, the sun went
when
down.
When his passion started, the sun went down, got dark. Lapho efakwe thuneni, efa, washwa, wabanyama.
In the tomb, it was darkness, the sun went down.
Kwanta lapho vuka, kwasa, lapho milanga, kwakhanya.
But when he arose, it was light, the sun came up.
Kuthwana abanye abafileyo abangcwele baza baphuma emathuneni babonakala nasedilobheni bebonakala ngoba lapho evuka uJesu kwase kuvela nabantu abafile bebonakala kubantu.
And when he arose, the graves of some of the saints also some of the saints who were in the graves they came out and they went and appeared to people in the city.
How? Ayizekeki le ndaba, ayichazeki, kusweleke imlomo ukuyichaza le ndaba.
It's a mystery, it's something inexpressible. How can we ever describe what really took place?
Bahluphekile abantu abalibele umhlabathi. Bahluphekile abantu abalibele nje upolitiki, bezonikela ngokuphila kwabo befele ipolitiki. Hawu kodwa
Troubled are the people who've only got political motives in this world, prepared to give their lives, sacrifice their lives for this world, for political things. When Jesus has arisen and you're wasting your time with things like this.
Bese nomuntu wepolitiki obeqhamuka eSwitzerland ube la watsukumala washumayela ivangeli ngoba khona into eyinqaba namhlanje khona abafundisi abafaka ukhololo abanye bewufaka bewubhekise phambili abanye bewubhekise emuva beshumayela upolitiki kodwa khona abepolitiki abashumayela ivangeli awu upside down.
It's amazing. We had a politician from Switzerland here and he stood in this pulpit and he preached the gospel. But the pitiful thing today is that we have preachers, people with collars back to front, ministers of the gospel who are preaching politics. Things have turned upside down.
Ungathini ngabafundi baka Jesu bembonelenga bembonefa bembonevuka kodwa behamba bekhuluma ngendaba zasemhlabeni ungathi hawo kwabakhulu kuwa kwabo. Ngiyababaza mzalwane ngale mpilo oyiphilayo ngithi hawo kodwa kusiphi sibaya.
What would you have thought of the disciples if they had experienced his death and his glorious resurrection, if they'd gone around speaking politics and speaking things like that? We would say, great is their fall. And to you as well, I ask you, which camp are you in? What side are you on?
Mhlamba ulibele upolitiki kodwa ulibele izifebe, ulibele utshwala, ulibele ugoloko, ulibele lezo zinto.
Maybe your trouble is not politics, maybe it's adultery, maybe it's booze, maybe it's things like that.
Bese nomfundisi lapha kwaSizabantu.
We had a certain preacher here at Sizabantu.
Wathi elo uyazi nje ukuthi thina bese ne revival le wine na.
He said, "Oh Lord, do you know that we had a revival of wine?"
Yes.
Of wine?
A wine revival. No, not even new wine, old wine. Manje ke kuphona khona bela kwela kubo bathi baqala ibandla elisha.
Because in his country, he said that there's a certain group of people which has founded a new church.
He was in it. Bona.
They founded a new church. They had a prayer meeting.
Bafunde eBhayibhelini ukuthi khona nokudla we agape ukudla othando.
They read that there's the food of agape food, the food of love.
Basebe nefisti ke.
And then they had a love feast like
that.
And they said everybody must bring his own bottle of wine.
Some
arrived with their red wine, some with their white wine, all manner and sorts. Some brought different special types like appetizer wines, etc. They prayed together, sang a song, and then they shared their wine. Each one would say, "Brother, have a bit of mine, you have a bit of mine." Like a girl and a boy who shared together, they say God, they feel God close when they're together.
You find some Christians, when they come together, they hold hands, then they sing, and then they pray, and then they feel the presence of God very close by. Waze wabeka ikhanda lakhe ethangeni lentombazana ude izulu libe la.
Another young man, Christian man, put his head on his girlfriend's lap and said, "I feel as if the heaven is here."
How makholwa musanu kanga niyophaphana nini ebuthongweni.
Like a bull is led around, a huge big bull is led around, this with a little ring in its nose. So young men and Christians are led around by things ridiculous like this young man, thinking that it's the presence of God while he's with his girlfriend.
Uthi bahlangana bebe uten. Nomhlangano nge revival yabo le wine.
This revival of wine, there were 10 people together.
Ngesonto elizayo bese ku 20.
The next Sunday there were 20.
Ngesonto elandelayo 40.
The next Sunday 40.
150,
and news went around that God had started a revival.
Uma 750 umholi wathi hawu kodwa ngaba iRevivali kaMoya ngcwele impela le imvuselelo noma iwayini
when
what amadoda angasileke iwayini kwangathi sengena nokunye manje.
Now the leader began to express his doubts when they were about 150. He said to some of the other leaders, he said, look, maybe let's see whether this is a revival of God or a revival of wine. Let's stop the wine for a moment.
Everybody spoke about it, that revival has broken out. But then, he just said, let's see whether it's genuine, whether it's real. Let's just drop the wine for a while, just to see whether it's a genuine Holy Ghost revival. Baliyeke wine. Ngenkonzo elandelayo 50, ngenkonzo elandelayo 20, wafa, kwangasafika muntu.
They stopped the wine, the next service there were 50, the next service 20, and the revival came to an end.
Sisadinga iwayini yini oqoqa abantu, sisadinga umdanso yini oqoqa abantu, akwenele yini ukuthi uJesu uvukile kwabafileyo.
Do we still need wine? Do we to bring people together? Do we still need dancing to bring people together? Isn't it sufficient that Jesus has risen from the dead?
Oh Maria ingelosi yathi phuthumani masinyane nibikele abafundi ukuthi uvukile. Ngiyabona ukuthi basuka ngelikhulu ijubane.
To Mary and the others, the angel said, go quickly to the disciples, tell them, he has arisen, Jesus has arisen. Imagine what speed and haste they must have gone there.
Ngibona ngathi kwaphela wonke umthofu egazini. Konke okusindayo bahambe emoyeni. Kwaba njengephupho.
All the lead in their feet was gone. It was as if though they were dreaming now.
The night was turned to day in a moment. He arose, uvukile. Ubusuku kwaphela ngesikhashanyana. Ukcindezeleka kwaphela. Ukukhala kwaphela. Zama izinyembezi kwaphela ubuhlungu. Uvukile.
Suddenly the depression came to an end. The tears dried. He had arisen.
UJesu uvukile kuwe.
Has Jesus arisen in you or is he dead?
Wena umzalwane oyihudulayo, hawu kunkulunkulu emhlabeni, kunzima emhlabeni. Hawu siyahlupheka kwelakithi.
You dear Christian, you who are dragging your feet as if though there's lead in it and saying it's so difficult and circumstances are so difficult.
Baphuthuma abafundi baqonde eGalile ibanga elide kuleyo ndaba yayikhonjwa uJesu.
The disciples made haste to go to that mountain Galilee where Jesus had pointed to. When they got there, they found Jesus met them there. They fell down and worshipped him. But some doubted. For some Christians still doubt. Are there some Christians here who doubt? They doubted probably that, is it really so?
UJesu wathi ngiphiwe oh, ngiphiwe amandla onke emhlabeni nasezulwini.
Jesus responded and said, I've been given all power, all authority in heaven and on earth.
Namhla okuhluphayo khona abathandazayo khona amakholwa angabazayo.
Today the problem is there are many Christians who pray and yet they doubt in the power of Jesus. They did bow before him, but some doubted. Jesus saw their doubt and then he responded and said, all power, all authority in heaven and on earth is mine. For that reason, go therefore, go and teach them all that I've taught you.
Wena omhlophe uyakholwa ukuthi uJesu uphiwe wonke amandla.
You white person, do you believe that Jesus has all authority?
hamba-ke hayi ukuthi ubabulale ubabhubhise hamba ubafundise konke uJesu akutshele kona ukuthi bakugcine.
Go then, go, don't go to destroy and to hurt. Go and tell them all that Jesus has taught you and teach them to keep.
Wena muntu onsundu,
you black person,
hayi ukuthi uhambe khumise amabhomu udubule ubulala amabhunu. UJesu akakushongo lokho, uSathane okufakele umoya. UJesu uthi hamba uye emabhunwini ubafundise konke ngikufundise kona, ubafundise ukugcina. Mangaka amabhunu asephenduke ngawe na?
Jesus hasn't commissioned you to go and explode bombs and take up arms against the Afrikaner. He's commissioning you to go to all the nations. You go to the Afrikaner, preach to him, show him the right way. How many Afrikaans people have got converted through you?
Uthi alibhunu likhuni, alifuna ukutshelwa. Uyangabaza wena ukuthi lingamehlula uJesu.
And you
amandla akhe akakhuluma ngiqinisa ukuthi onke amandla angawakhe.
You say, but the Afrikaner is too difficult, he's too hard. Have you doubted? Have you doubted in the strength of Jesus that all power is given unto him? You black man, how many Indians have got converted through you?
Now India, mangaka makhalata asephenduke ngawe.
You Indians, how many coloreds have got converted through you?
UJesu uvukile sikhumbule ukuvuka kwakhe namhlanje nge-East. Kuthiwa hambani niyezizweni zonke nibenze abafundi.
Jesus has risen today and he proclaims to his people, go ye therefore into all the world and make disciples.
Ngivumelani ukuthi nginibuze kungabikho noyedwa ozuphumela ethi angimbuzanga. Ngiyakubuza wena ndoda nawe wesifazane.
Allow me to ask you personally, you men and women, I don't want anybody to go out here and say I was excluded and been asked.
Ngikubuza personal man.
It's a personal question now.
Uyasebenza ubhizi kulomsebenzi kaJesu ukuthi hambe izizwe zonke uzenza abafundi. Uzenza abafundi na nokushayela inzondo. Amaqhubu inkani. Wena uyasebenza umsebenzi kaJesu. Ngithi ke uma ungasebenzi umsebenzi kaJesu usebenza umsebenzi kaSathane.
Are you busy with the commission that Jesus commissioned you with? Are you busy making disciples, spreading abroad his gospel? Or are you busy spreading abroad a gospel of hatred and bloodshed and of stubbornness? We are blessed here in Southern Africa. If I want to preach to the Indians, I don't have to go to India. Here they are here.
Amakhaladi akudingi ukuthi ngiye kude ngiwafica la.
If I need to preach the coloreds, we have them here in our country.
Uma ngifuna ukushumayeza abantsundu angina se-Africa nginabo la.
If I want to preach to the blacks, I don't need to go Northern Africa. We have them all here.
Uma ngifuna ukushumayeza omhlophe akudingi ukuthi ngiye Europe nginabo la.
If I want to preach to the white men, I don't have to go to Europe. We have them here.
Siyasebenza yini umsebenzi kaJesu ovuke kwabafileyo na?
Are we busy with the commission of Jesus, the one who rose from the dead?
Siyakwenza yini lokho okushoyo ukuthi hambani niye ezizweni zonke nibenze abafundi bagcine konke nginyale ngakho.
Are we busy with the commission of Jesus going to all the different nations, making his disciples and teaching them to keep all that he told us?
Ingane zesikole senazuza abangaka esikoleni.
You students at school, how many have you won to the Lord at school?
Maybe not one, but you make others, influence them to become worse devils than what you are. Ibhlungu leyo. Mhlambe ingane zenu asikazuzi noyedwa kodwa banomoya omubi befaka abantu umoya babe odevela ababi kunabo. Isikhathi sokuthi sikhale kuNkulunkulu sithi sihawukele uNkulunkulu.
This is a time to cry to God and beseech his mercy.
Sikhonza lo wangena ethuneni waphuma.
We worship the one who died, went into the grave and arose, and the angel who rolled back the stone.
Abamhlophe bayabona yini ngawe ukuthi uJesu uvukile?
Do the white see through you that Jesus has arisen?
Umlungu wakho nolaka okukhahlelayo othufuseka ukukhahlela uyabona ngawe ukuthi uJesu uphumile ethuneni ngamandla kaJesu abonakalisiwe kuwe ingani uthi ngizoba nawe?
The white man who you work for perhaps mistreats you. Does he see the resurrection power of Jesus in you?
Well, not how we answered the Zenos Ban Ban. And I'm not asking to say the Evangelica Chesulelo.
You say, I'm being oppressed by so and so, therefore I will resist, I will revenge. Is that the gospel of our Lord?
Ma Cristo si sebenzi msebenzi muni, ascolte gase, sbalele, al choni lilanga, agumnyama, astinglo cani su ges, ncheleni, sebenzi msebenzi muni.
Christians, we need to clearly ask ourselves the question, let it be as clear as daylight. What work, what commission are we busy with?
Nenzane makaya, nenzane msebenzini, nenzane mapasini, nenzane njengokuba nila, njengokuba nisenzophindela emakhaya, nizokwenzani, nizoquba yini, lokho kushiwo lo owafayo wavuka.
What are you busy with at home? What are you busy with at work? What are you busy with in the buses? What are you busy with when you're going to leave here and go home? Are you busy with this one who died and rose again?
Kodwa ngiyakutshela. Noma ungasebenzi lo msebenzi, akuyale wona uzobuya ngelinye ilanga. Akubuze ukuthi usebenzile yini lo msebenzi.
Remember, if you fail to complete the mission that he sent you out on, remember that he's one day going to return and he's going to call you to account.
Wena uma uqasha umuntu mhlambe unendlu noma unengadi encane, uqasha umuntu umtshele ekuseni uthi namhla lima tshala la ngezi zitshe ekhishini elungisa indlu undlala umbhede bese uye emsebenzini.
If you've hired somebody, you have this person working for you, perhaps tell them to do this and this and this and to make the bed, and then you go to work.
Nayimkhwinjo enukayo kufanele ukuthi ayiwashe akayiwashanga unuka indlu yonke ubuye uzothini kuye.
You return in the evening and nothing what you've told that person has been done. The bed is still unmade, the dirty nappies are still there. What will you say to that person?
Ngeke umthethise umsolo ukuthi hawu kodwa yini le awuzanga yini ukuthi ngikutshele nina bo mesisi.
Won't you?
Oh, Messi Saban Shope, no Messi Saban Sudu. Nelsenjan, go when Yawazuk Tetangit. Yawaz and P will I'm lonely.
Won't you be upset? You know what you missuses are like, you white missuses and you black missuses. You've got a special gift, you missuses, at speaking. With speaking.
Niti, who satake, ute, we have a man, Gifunukuti, Umaguenzilo, who I told, Ubuenza, Ubulebele. Ubuka ubuhambile ngeke ngikholele uma kwenze nje namhla kwezeke uma ngibuye ngifice kuhle ku clean moist skin bese kufike sekudaka futhi uzokwenza njani uma ngakwenzaka lokho mtshele kodwa.
And if and you complain and say, what did you do all day, what's happening to you, tomorrow I want this place clean, and you come back the next night and it's still filthy, what will you do?
Mhlawumbe uzoya endodeni kuyise wabantwana uma yisebuya ukhale uthi hey lo muntu ungiphethe kabi sengimtshela kabili akwenze lokho akakwenzi ngona xoshwe. Wena uyakwazi umxosha umuntu ongakwenzi lokho umtshele kona? Wena basopoke uma kufika uJesu ekele into ungayenzi ukuba nawe ungaxoshwa.
Perhaps you go to your husband and you say, well, get rid of this person, chase this person away, they're useless. Now you be careful, because maybe the Lord Jesus has commanded you to do something and you don't do what he tells you. Be careful lest he chases you.
Uma wena ukwazi ukumthethisa lo okusebenzelayo engakwenzi umtshele kona uzuphinde uJesu ke uma isefika ethi hey kungaki ngimtshela ngithi hambe uye ezizweni zonke usitshele ngami usifundise ukugcina ungasho ukuthi ungaphingi kanti uyaphinga ungebi kanti uyeba ungafebi kanti uyefebi mfundise ukuthi agcine agcine lokho.
If you are able to rebuke somebody that works for you, perhaps rebuke them many times, get upset, don't you think the Lord Jesus will one day rebuke you if you haven't done what he's told you to do? He's commissioned you to go and teach and to make disciples, and that they would do all that he has commanded them to do. Today we trumpet out the news that Jesus has arisen, he's not dead. Satan is underneath, Satan has been conquered.
Kodwa noma uSathane equleka ezamazama njengomhlaba, wavuka khona lapho, bagijima kuba priest abakhulu, basebethi nayimali, nayimali, batsheleni ukuthi kufika abafundi baye batshontshe isidumbu. Waduma lokho emhlabeni ukuthi bamebile akavukanga. Uyabona uSathane noma unqotshiwe kodwa uyaphikelela aqhubeke ngomsebenzi wakhe. Nawe lindele uma uNojesu uzofika uSathane ngamangakhe ngemsebenzi yakhe emibi.
Even though Satan and these soldiers are swooning in fright, Satan doesn't lie asleep always. He arose and went, and these soldiers went to the priests, and they were bribed by the priests to spread abroad the lie that he hadn't risen. The disciples had come and stolen his body. You see, even if you fight against the devil, remember the devil will, it's not that he stays asleep and remains down, but he'll arise against you again.
USathane akafani nomuntu. Umuntu asheshe aphelelwa amandla, atheneka amandla. USathane noma umshaye ekhanda, uvuka njengekati. Futhi ungathi awuphelile, cha, uhlala ulinde kuze kube sekufeni uzokuhlasela. Kodwa ngoJesu owavukayo nawe uyovuka uyonqopha.
Now, Satan is not like man who quickly gets discouraged and just gives up hope. He arises as quick as a cat, and Satan will be against you right till your day of death. But remember, you have got the Lord Jesus, the one who conquered and arose.
Uma utrapile, mhlawumbe ingane zakho ziphilele uSathane, ungalahle ithemba. UJesu uyaphila. Funda kuye kulowo mshikashika isigcino wanqoba. Noma izinto zimi kubi ebandleni, noma kwelakini, noma kube ngathi kuwina uSathane, ngeke awine, uzowina uJesu.
Remember, even if you are disappointed about your children, perhaps your children are living for the devil and you think it's completely past hope, Jesus has arisen, even though there was that dark period. But in the end, Jesus arose, he conquered. Whatever circumstance you might be going through, Jesus has conquered. If we have got the Lord Jesus, we cannot fail. We will be more than conquerors. Jesus said, I've been given all authority and I'll be with you even till the end.
Ngakho-ke hambani ezizweni zonke nibenze abafundi. Qhuba umsebenzi wami nibafundise ukugcina konke engantshela kona.
Therefore go ye into all the world, make disciples, teach them to do all that I told you.
Ubusisiwe onendlebe yokuzwa.
Blessed is the one who's got an ear to hear.
Lokhu akufanele ukuthi kube igobolondo nje la, udaka nje olunamathelisiwe la, kube ornament nje. Le nto ifanele ukuthi isebenze, kungene okaJesu ukwenze.
These things on your head are not meant to be ornaments. They're meant to be there for you to hear what the Lord Jesus says, that what he says will work and do something in you.
Ubusisiwe ozwayo, qete akwenze.
Blessed is the one who hears and then does. He builds his house on a rock. But the one who hears and then doesn't do is one who builds his house on the sand. It'll go down with the floods. You'll be eaten by the sharks in the sea. You'll be eaten by the fish in the sea. You'll be their food. In other words, hell will be yours for all eternity. Let's bow our heads. Work, dear Lord, by your Holy Spirit. Touch our hearts now. Let the hard hearts be broken. Work, dear Lord, that our hearts might be softened within. Let there be none who is stiff-necked. Let each one bow to him who died and rose again.
amandlonke ezulwini nasemhlabeni.
To whom all power has been given in heaven and on earth.
Oyinhloko yawo wonke amandla.
The one who is the head of all other powers.
Ophethe inyama yonke nomhlaba wonke nezulu lonke.
The one who controls all flesh, all heaven and all earth.
The
one who says he'll be with us till the end of the age. We need you, Lord. We need your strength. We need once again the earth to be shaken. That the dead might come out of their graves. See them walking in our midst. Work by your spirit, by your power, Lord Jesus. That the world might be convinced that Jesus has arisen.
Amen.
Amen.
Unkulunkulu yena ophiwa onke amandla uJesu Kristu abe nani.
The Lord Jesus, who has all power, may he be with you.
Hambani ke nikwenze lokho.
Go and do that which the Lord has commanded you to do. But woe to you if you continue with the works of darkness. Do the work of the Lord Jesus in all nations. The Lord's returning. Woe if he comes back and you haven't done your work.
Amen.
Amen.
Sibusisiwe izindlebe zethu ngokuzwa okufana nalokhu.
Blessed are our ears that have heard a message like this.
Bengamele phakathi kwethu kube khona lokuncane nje ungabaze.
In our midst there should be no one with even a little doubt.
Labantu ababengabaza kwakuyebo abanye ababafundi benkosi.
Those that doubted were also at that time doubted even if they were disciples.
God is man, go to Jesus, agale, agan naga, agale balang, ungabaza kwabo, waba, wakipu miyale, luguti, yino funaga labayenze, ngale suskat.
But the Lord Jesus wasn't held back, wasn't stopped by their doubting, but he carried on, and he commanded them what to do.
Uti ngipiwa mandle zulwe nasemhlabeni.
He said, all power is given unto me in heaven and earth.
Galoko hambani.
And that's why you go. Go and tell them. That's the work God has given us. Others say, but how can I go? This coronavirus is stopping me.
But
there's many ways in preaching the gospel that look at the technology today. Go out, say and speak to the people that they might have new strength.
Siyabonga kakhulu bamfundisi.
Thank you very much, Reverend Stegan.
Siyabonga ukuthi uNkulunkulu unawe ngekhathi zonke.
We thank you that God is with you at all times.
Sibonga amazwi kaNkulunkulu.
We thank you about concerning God's word that comes from your mouth.
Amazwi asiqungisibindi avuselelayo akhulumayo ukuthi ngihlaleleni ingabe ngiphuma ngihamba ngiyobatshela abanye abantu ngendaba ezimnandi.
Words that encourage, words that say, but what holds me back? What stops me from getting up and proclaiming this gospel? That's why let's go. Let's be obedient to these words, that even those that doubt, that they might be encouraged and also gain new strength to carry on. We thank the Lord.
Singobile, 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 ngeka ozad. Na singobile, 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 ngeka zilemvana. Singobile. Oh, Billy.
ngemvana maga bongwe maga bongwe maga bongwe ngekazi lemvana maga bongwe maga bongwe maga bongwe ngekazi lemvana maga bongwe maga
bongwe
maga bongwe ngekazi lemvana haleluya 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 ngekazi lemvana hallelujah, hallelujah, ngekazi lemvana, hallelujah, 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 ngekazi lemvana, hallelujah, Alleluia, ngekazi lemvana.
Kusubenani siyabonga.
The Lord be with you. Thank you.
Baba sithandazile siyambonga uNkulunkulu.
Reverend Stegen has prayed and that's why we end like this.
Kodwa wena uzwayo ukuthi hayi indaba yami ayilungile noNkulunkulu.
And if you feel that you aren't right, your relationship isn't right with the Lord, don't let the sun go down without having fixed
it.
And if you doubt concerning the Lord and the gospel, repent. This is your opportune time. The Lord be with you. Thank you.